Yeah, we're in the added time here in Davy Brennan Memorial Park, and it's Niamh Connell now that hold a very comfortable 7-point lead on 112 to 8 points. When you last joined us, it was 110 to 8 at that there stage. But since then, it's Charlie McGuinness free, and Ethan O'Donnell was his third of the afternoon, moving Martin Regan's men on to 112 for the afternoon. Of course, it was 6-5 at halftime. Killy Beggs leading at that stage by a point, but kicking with a very strong breeze in that first half. And you just felt they hadn't done enough against a very experienced Glenty side that just know how to manage a game and a half like that there against the elements. Straight after halftime, Kieran Thompson and John O'Malley moved them 7 points to 6 clear. And then a Hugh McFadden effort for the Fishermen tied matters up at 7 each. John O'Malley, as we said, Charlie McGuinness turning the ball over, feeding it to John O'Malley. John O'Malley on 44 minutes, moving Glenty's back in front at 8-7. And then O'Malley with a direct ball into the area. Charlie McGuinness climbing highest, and he pawed over the bar. Killy Beggs are after adding another point there now through Seamus Ogburn. That leaves it 112 to 9 points deep in the injury time. That goal was massive in 45 minutes. Conor Cunningham pulled one back, leaving that green flag in it, but Ethan O'Donnell and Brent McDyer then approaching 56 minutes. So that left it 110 to 8 points, and as Charlie McGuinness and the very impressive Ethan O'Donnell moving the host out to 112 for the afternoon. We're on 63 minutes here now, and Ethan O'Donnell, as we said, has been probably the most impressive operator for Niamh Connell on the day. Others like Charlie McGuinness, John O'Malley, and even Leo McLoone in a deep lying position there for the boys in blue have all shown at different periods. But on this here second day, it looks like Niamh Connell, after drawing last week, they're going to get off the mark here with the one. 112 to 9 points here, and there goes the full-time whistle from Michael McShane. It's all over here, and a good victory for Niamh Connell.